Amen. I want to just greet you all this morning in Jesus' name. He's been good to us this morning again. He's been very faithful, and I'm thankful to be here. I have a few thoughts that I would like to share. Out of the book of Matthew, I have been asked earlier this week if I would care to share an opening today. And I had something that was been on my heart for some time, and I felt like that's what I was going to be sharing and talking about today. And yesterday, as I was seeking the Lord and trying to put together what I thought I had planned for today, I just felt just a blah. Nothing. So this morning, as I woke up, the Lord directed me to a chapter that we were having in our devotions this past week. It's in Matthew. It's in Matthew 15. I think we're going to be talking out of there today. But before we do that, I would like to go to Hebrews chapter 11. We all know which chapter that is. It is we call it the faith chapter. And I'm not here today because I feel like I have anything that I can teach you about faith. But I do believe the Lord wants to teach us a lot about faith in these last days that we're living in. I'm just going to read a few verses here in Hebrews 11. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What I would like for us to note here in these verses is the word rewarder. Just keep your finger on that word as we go through this. Reward. What does the rewarder there mean to you? And the other word is, that I want us to remember, is the word diligently. I would just like to say that if the word desperate isn't attached to diligent, then it's probably not diligent. And I say that for a couple reasons, and I'll explain about it a little further here. This morning I was a little desperate. And that's not why I'm saying that, but I could relate this morning with diligence and desperation, because I felt like I didn't have anything to bring today. But God, the Lord, directed me back to Matthew 15. And I want to just title a few thoughts that I'm going to be sharing: the faith of this Canaanite woman. The faith of this Canaanite woman. I would like to start in Matthew 15 in verse 21. It says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto Him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, I'm not sure how much time actually passed between the time that her daughter became vexed with the devil, or with a demon, I should say, until she got healed. Or how long this woman had actually been seeking Jesus. I don't know. But one of the things that we can gather from these verses, this lady was desperately seeking Jesus. And from the text here, we could even gather that Jesus wasn't really being fair to her. We could even say that Jesus wasn't really treating her. It kind of reminds you that Jesus was having a respect of persons here when you initially read it. I don't know what kind of questions that come to our mind as we read these verses. Why was Jesus so harsh with her? And of all things, He called her a dog. I didn't do a lot of study here this morning on the Canaanites, but they remind me a lot of when we read of someone that comes from Samaria. I believe they were heathen. They were Greeks. In Mark it talks about a Greek woman. I remember some 20 years ago, probably 20 years ago or better, I could relate a little bit how, I trust that's not so much in our hearts today as it was back in the day when we were very religious, but it can still be there today. There was people from the other side that were not with us. They were on the other side and they were kind of outcasts. And I think that's a little bit what was going on here. This was an outcast, especially to the disciples, because the disciples even said, Lord, just have her go on her way. She's not leaving us alone. And so I believe Jesus was testing her faith, but I also think Jesus was trying to teach the disciples something here. There are very few places that I can find in Jesus' teaching, in Jesus' own words, where He uses the word, great is thy faith. Very few places do I find that term. But He told her, great is thy faith. The disciples were basically telling the Lord, would you just tell her to leave us alone? Would you just tell her to leave us alone? Have you ever felt that way about someone? Only to find out later that she had more faith than you did. There's one thing that I want to say. There was one thing that really stood out to me. At the end of the day, her daughter got healed. At the end of the day, she got what she came for. This woman had a problem. And she found the source that could help her. She found the source. I don't know where she first heard of Jesus, and I don't know where she learned of Jesus. And I would like to tell us this morning that we can all know about Jesus. We all do know about Jesus. We all know Him. But have we had a breakthrough with Him where we could actually get a hold of Him? It's one thing to know Jesus. It's another thing to get a hold of Him. It's one thing to know about Him from the Bible. It's another thing to break through. And you know, this woman, I don't know what all she faced there. She was rejected. Jesus said that I came but for the lost sheep of Israel. And He was basically telling her that, what do you want? What do you want with Me? And He called her a dog. And He said, yes, Lord. But even the dogs will eat the crumbs from the table. What are some of the traits that this woman had? When Jesus called her a dog, she didn't take off running, crying. She didn't go back and tell her people, did you hear what Jesus said to me? He is a respecter of persons. He respects His own people more than He does me. No, she didn't do that. She was not offended. If she was, she didn't show it. And she knew that this was the source of life, and she didn't flinch. She came right back to Him and said, Lord, help me. Sometimes I think we need to go where the Lord is. We can't just know Him without seeking Him diligently. If there's no desperation mixed into our cry, this woman was rejected. This woman was rejected. This woman was desperate. But this woman persevered because she knew that this was the source of her help. She had Him so programmed into her mind, she knew that this was the answer. This was the person. And she would absolutely not say, take no for an answer. She knew that if Jesus turned her away for real, I believe He was testing her on one hand. I also believe that He was showing the disciples something. And I also believe He's trying to show us something. If we think that we can just call upon Him casually and He's just going to hear us because our motives are not always right. He wants to purify our motives. He wants to refine us, the very reason why we're calling upon Him. What do you want? When we call upon His name, what do we want? Jesus told the multitudes that you're following Me not because I'm the Son of God, but you're following Me because you ate and were filled. The food that was free, you took advantage of. Now you're following Me because you want more. When you think of Jesus and you think of He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, are you seeking Him for a reward, or is Jesus Christ our reward? Is He the reward that we're seeking after? Because If you have Jesus, you will be rewarded. You will have rewards. But if we seek after rewards, we will not, we'll probably not find Him. And if we seek Him without being desperate, are we going to face rejection? Yes. Do we need to persevere? Yes. We need to persevere. She not only found Jesus, she got through to Him. She got to His heart. She got through to Him. Don't have a lot more. The Lord has been faithful. The Lord is teaching me things about faith that I without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder. See, God is the rewarder here. God is the one who provides here. And if the reward, if we can let go of the reward and seek God alone, and understand that we will be rewarded, we will come to Him with a pure heart. And when we think of, and of them that diligently seek Him, if we think of the word diligence and we put if desperate with that, if we're not desperate, we're probably not going to get helped. I just, as I walk away off of this podium here, I just pray that God would show me, continue to show me the desperation that I need in my life. I can't take Him for granted. I can't, even in the midst of rejection, in midst of perseverance, or in midst of being an outcast, that He would show me my need of Him. That He would show me how desperately I need Him. And that even when others look at me as a dog, it doesn't change my need of the Savior. May God bless you.